superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here comes Donald, and he spins Burrow around, who then tried to throw it away.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Les Snead, general manager of the Rams. How do you have room under the cap for all the signings that you have, including Donald?
There is ways to be creative.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Still to come, actor Mike Coulter. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That is correct. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on Peacock Sirius XM 85. Hello to anybody listening on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate network coast to coast or on the Odyssey app or on our podcast. We say hello to all of you. If you missed anything in the first couple of hours of the show or in any day of the week or just want to go down a wormhole, be sure you have time. If you go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, because you can go down a wormhole. One video after another pops up. We love that. We love hearing from those of you out there. So you subscribe to our YouTube page and you watch a ton of this show on a daily basis, or sometime you get caught up in that riptide of celebrity true or false riptide. By the way, the celebrity true or false that we have set up for Henry Winkler on Friday's show is fantastic. Fantastic. The only question that we have is is it too much Happy Days in there?
We should just do only Happy Days.
No, there's Night Shift. There's so much about his career that we got to get into.
Night Shift's great.
Rich, we're now 424,839 subscribers.
Look at that.
Let's get it to 425 by the end of the show.
Oh, 840.
Look at that. It just keeps going. Keeps going up.
We've added 50 since the start of the show. Thanks, everybody.
Let's keep going. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Let's get it up to 425 by the end of the show. Let's do that. And if not, guess what? We'll still be here tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow.
We're not going anywhere.
I'm not joining the Lyft tour.
You're not joining the Lyft tour?
I may join.
You're going to join?
I may join.
You know what tour you're going to join? The Lyft tour. That's what you're going to get. You're already on the iTour.
I'm on the iTour.
Well, I'm just so glad. When was the last time Del Tufo did three straight
days?
I'm
going to do five.
Oh, my God.
A couple weeks ago,
Look at you boasting. Look at you boasting. You didn't do a full week here.
A couple weeks ago.
I know. I'm just busting.
Yeah, we're rare.
By the way.
841.
Okay, thank you.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
Man.
So if you missed Brian Windhorst earlier in the show, how great was he on the Jazz and the Lakers and the Heat? Pat Riley and what he's going to do to try and make sure that the Heat get past the Celtics or anybody else next year, and his opinion on what goes down tonight in Game 3. Terrific stuff. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. If you missed Albert Breer talking about DK Metcalf and his contract and Deshaun Watson and what the Browns could possibly be thinking, YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. By the way, Kevin Stefanski did in fact say that Baker Mayfield has been excused from showing up next week. So that's one crisis averted. There's one larger one, that's still at stake,
thanks,
right?
Kevin.
The building's still involved.
Appreciate it.
If there's one guy I don't blame, it's him. Okay. I actually like him a lot. You know, so. If you missed Kevin Van Valkenburg on the Live Tour, YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. The actor Mike Coulter is going to be joining us here on the program shortly. He's here in studio, Evil on Paramount Plus. formerly Luke Cage. I think once you're Luke Cage, you're always Luke Cage.
I think so. Yeah.
We'll ask him about that when he joins us. He's a big-time Warriors fan as well. So, timely guest, to say the least. Organized team activities, otherwise known as mini camp, these are mandatory. You got to show up for them if you're under contract to the team in the National Football League. Aaron Rodgers is at the Packers mandatory mini camp, and why not? First time in, what would you say, 3 years? First time since the year before his first MVP of the last two campaigns?
Yeah, he's
that
he's
showed up, that
thing.
He showed up where there's no, like, he's under contract and it's all good in that hood. Except there's no Davante Adams, but yes, he has shown up and was asked about what did go down a little bit more and his future.
Look, some conversations had to be had, and I'm happy they were had, and I appreciated the honesty. There were some very direct conversations, and I haven't really shied away from conflict during my time here. Because I feel like it leads to a resolution that's usually positive for the organization and for everybody involved. And I'm not saying it was hand-to-hand conflict or combat. It was some real serious heart-to-hearts. And as someone who loves this franchise so much, I felt like it was important to share my opinions about certain things and my vision for how this place can continue to improve and get better long after I'm done.
So you think you'll finish your career here?
Yes, definitely.
There you go. Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. You know what I look at when I saw that? First of all, as a member of the Bald Brotherhood, as you are as well, unfortunate that a very bald man was in the foreground of that shot, of that gaggle around his locker room. Unfortunate. For that guy. Bald is beautiful, as you know.
Thank you.
I looked at that. And if anybody's listening on the radio, go seek this out when you watch us back, hopefully, on YouTube. You know what I saw right there? Quarterback. I saw a quarterback under pressure. That's what I saw. I saw a guy deeply under pressure. Don't you feel that pressure?
I saw it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the exact opposite. His contract's handled. The end of his career. He's staying. He's good. He's had the conversations with the guys. Did he look like a guy? Oh, my God. The way the season ended, I missed that throw to Lazard. Man, did I miss that throw. Oh, gosh. We didn't even score an offensive touchdown right in that second half. We didn't even do that.
Oh, so you're saying he doesn't care?
I'm not saying he doesn't care.
That sounds like
what
you're saying.
I'm not saying he's wearing
it
like a quarterback who's supposedly under pressure because they blew it last year.
They did blow last year.
I'm just saying he's not bringing that luggage with him. And in terms of his legacy, that is a guy at peace, to use the phrase of the day from another Aaron. Come on. I could probably name 10 other quarterbacks that have more pressure than him.
Go. Mike, let's hit some music.
Go.
NFL Films music.
Bobby,
Hit it.
Hit
here
it.
We go.
Get
number
it.
10.
Get it. Number 10. In no particular order?
No particular order.
You're not playing this.
No.
This is not planned.
No.
Okay.
Much like most things we do here.
Okay, here we go.
Chris, there's no way you have 10.
No particular order.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. I agree with that.
Okay. Deshaun Watson. How about that pressure?
Absolutely not.
He might not even be an NFL player.
He's not even playing this year.
Deshaun Watson is under extreme pressure.
That doesn't count.
But that's from the fence.
What do you mean it doesn't count? Russell Wilson's in a new spot. The whole country, Broncos country, thinks they're winning the Super Bowl this year.
That's two.
Deshaun Watson counts, brother.
He's not playing football this year. Let's talk about football.
As of right now, he is. Yes, sir. Tua Tagovailoa under more pressure.
Tua T?
Also within the division. How does our friend Kirk D. Cousins sound like to you?
No, stop it.
He's a billionaire.
No.
He feels no pressure.
Daniel Jones is under more pressure.
Jalen
Hurts is under more pressure.
Okay.
Trey Lance is under more pressure. Whoever the hell starts for the Seattle Seahawks is under more pressure.
Nobody cares. They're going to have the number one pick. Who cares?
You got to be kidding me.
You're at five. Yeah, you're at five.
Keep going. I'm not at five.
You're
rejecting them. This is my list. There are no others like it, and this one is mine.
We're Mutombo over here.
Five more.
No.
Dak's under more pressure.
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
Six. Stop it.
Stop
yeah.
it.
He accepts
no.
it.
Chris, yeah. don't go against yeah. the family, Chris.
It.
Yes.
That's a man who accepts it. Derek Carr is under more pressure.
Well, you've put him under all this pressure.
That's Rich Eisen.
You have.
Derek Carr.
You have put Derek Carr under the most pressure.
Derek Carr could have slid in nice and easy to the season, Chris.
How dare you reject these names?
No, that's seven.
I say six.
You get six.
I'm not giving you that.
Jameis Winston's under more pressure.
No.
Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is under more pressure.
Nobody is expecting anything from Zach Wilson.
Go to New York City and listen to the first-time listeners.
We were in New York. I didn't hear his name mentioned one time.
You didn't listen to the radio. You were too busy just tooling around town.
I mean, that's a good point.
On my dime.
Thanks for the bread.
That's the way I'm going to react if you're going to reject these names.
All right, seven. You're a seven. Three more.
Six.
Is Deshaun Watson not on your list?
He's not on the list.
That's ridiculous.
He's not playing football.
Kyler Murray is under more pressure.
All right, I'll buy that.
Thank you very much.
I'll buy that.
And Justin Fields. How about them apples?
Nah.
Dude, the whole Bears community.
No.
They have a new coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a whole new coach and new
Jared
system.
Jared Goff's under more pressure. His job's on the line.
No one cares about Jared Goff.
Just because nobody cares about I'm talking about quarterbacks who are in their own temples and their own house are thinking about this stuff. That guy, Aaron Rodgers, isn't he might be not even in the top 25 of quarterbacks under the most pressure.
No. Oh. Aaron Rodgers is up there because he has one Super Bowl
ring. Tannehill's under more pressure. Malik Willis is standing behind him.
I'll give you
asking for advice.
All right, you need two more. Like that's eight. That's eight.
That's nine.
Brockman, you should never have said ten.
Eight. Keep going.
He's top 15.
I don't know.
Top five. I can't say
Mahomes is under more. They're all exempt.
Matt Ryan is under a lot of pressure.
Is he though?
Yes. He demanded.
I'm giving you 10.
He demanded out. He got to a new spot where they could win games.
I've given you
they
10.
They should win the division this year.
He's in the top
five. Carson Wentz. Way more pressure.
There's 10.
Okay.
There's 10.
Thank you.
Well, nine, because I don't.
Well, exactly you know what? Carson Wentz, as you know, that team needs to have him perform.
Yeah.
The other people aren't ready. And plus, there in D.C., as we heard today, there are dust ups. Okay, Jack. Meanwhile, in San Francisco. In San Francisco, Trey Lance is the guy, people. Trey Lance is the guy. Breer said it perfectly last hour. It's just like, you know, when you're raising the ceiling of your quarterback position, you're going to probably invest in a guy that's going to have some floor issues sometimes. Certainly when you trade up into the top five of the draft, there's going to be floor issues. Unless you got somebody like, you know, Herbert, Mahomes, Mac Jones. Not under pressure at all there. He's not under pressure at all.
He's not.
Mac Jones better than last year.
Got it.
Book it.
Okay. Trey Lance is the guy. And another indication is Trey Lance is the guy, in case anybody needs to still have it, is Jimmy Garoppolo, who wouldn't even take a single snap if he was there because he's still convalescing from shoulder surgery, which is the reason why he's still on the roster. Not because they're worried that Lance isn't the guy. They basically told him, you don't even show up.
Well, he's injured.
Doesn't matter. There are injured guys in mandatory minicamps all over the lot. Here's Kyle Shanahan on the process that Trey Lance is going through.
I think just having these OTA practices has been really good because, I mean, it's about getting reps and going out there. And I feel like for the first couple of days, Trey, along with everybody else, are just they're trying to win the day, which to me, that doesn't help you that much. You really got to own in on getting better. You know the defense you're going against. They know the offense, and you can't try to really just go for the big plays. You got to play with your fundamentals and improve with every rep you have because you don't get many reps of playing this game, and you get them fully in the preseason, and that's about it. So before it really counts, and I think Trey's been deliberate in everything he's done. I think especially last week heading into today, you can really see him stacking days and getting better each practice.
He's stacking days, guys. Stacking days.
Stacking days over win the day. Got it.
Stacking days is what he's doing. He's the guy, people. He's the guy. And let him keep getting them reps. No stacking the days. And what about Debo? Debo's there, but he's not apparently on the field.
I mean, he's in the building.
Well, Kyle Shanahan was asked about that as well. Do we have that soundbite? I do believe we do.
Yeah, I think it's always been all right. I mean, I know we go through the business part of this league and things like that, but I mean, I don't think the relationship was ever too far away to not get it back to normal. And I think we're working on that. Anytime you're away from each other for a while, that's always harder, but it's good to get him back in here and start getting him around the guys again.
That's right. That's right. He's there. Folks, week one, Trey Lance, first snap. Debo's going to be right there. Pizzade, paid, and pizzade together. He's going to be taken care of. This is going to happen. I'm not just right, I'm very right. And here's the magic eight ball.
You know, we can't get specific eight balls made.
Am I?
We need to get one.
No, custom. No.
We got to get one made.
We're not getting custom ones made.
Why we need not? A football one.
These are the, because I want this to be uniform and understandable and relatable. That's what we're about.
But what if we get them to say
relatable.
Like
relatable? I want to be relatable. You can't just get
your slogans and your catchphrases. Like, yeah. You know, I just got to worry about the people that are here. I should not have done that on camera.
Okay. But. All right. I'm always open to ideas.
Okay.
But for this moment, the question being posed to the standard Magic 8-Ball is, am I very right about this?
Oh, let's go. I want science point to know.
That is an aggressive
Mike.
Am I very right about this?
Aggressive.
Ask again later. Hey. What the hell?
That's a rejection.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's a rejection.
Guess what?
You have to shoot the shot again.
Guess what? Now it's later. Later, there's no. Oh. Later is right now. Okay. Later is at any period of time.
Well, ask him again.
I choose 15 seconds from the time I've done it. Has it been at least 15 seconds? Well, should I tap dance a little bit longer?
When you first asked Susie out the first time and she said no, try again later. Did you ask immediately or did you wait like a week?
I asked immediately. Which is part of the reason why it took a long time. Yeah. I've always had timing issues. Yeah.
You said I asked immediately.
It's always been my problem.
I didn't see that one coming.
No, I'm honest. I didn't play my cards right, but I was a resilient individual. Resilience.
Here, resilience. Resilience works now.
My initials are RE, and you can't spell resilience without those two letters to
19
start.
19 years this week.
Resilient.
I smell a new
t-shirt. Here we go.
Oh, please.
Smell am I very right please. About this?
Don't shake it.
Magic 8-Ball comes up, and it says,
we have to look at it. If
you may rely on it.
You could tell me anything. I don't
not
know what
exactly
it says.
Exactly. A resounding,
you may rely on it. Is another way of saying abso-freaking-lutely, which doesn't fit on a pyramid.
It would if we custom made our 8-Balls. It would.
Oh,
wow!
You may rely on it.
Gone off the rails.
I mean, custom.
We are very much on the rails.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Chris? This is on brand.
All the way to week one for the San Francisco 49ers. Now then, we can bring Mike Coulter out.
I'm sure he's like, what's going on?
I'm sure.
They even put your logo on the 8-Ball.
Oh.
Okay. I'm glad that you're researching it in real time, Mike.
Thanks for the help, Mike.
We could put a pin in it for the next 40 minutes,
Mike,
you know?
Great help. Thanks,
Mike. All right, we'll take a break here. She's just laughing.
What is it?
All right, Mike Coulter. Mike Coulter in studio. He's on Evil on Paramount Plus and on The Rich Eisen Show coming up. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Mike Coulter here on the Rich Eisen Show from Paramount Plus's Evil. Season number 3 is premiering Sunday, June 12th. New episodes drop weekly on Sundays on Paramount Plus. For those who just tuned in on terrestrial radio, Mike just shared that he was in a haunted hotel over the weekend. I'll bite. What do you mean? What do you mean you were in a haunted hotel over the weekend?
Well, supposedly, yes. This hotel has a lot of history to it. And it's in Austin, Texas, and I'm sure people from the locals there can attest to this. Supposedly, the person who built the hotel,
yes,
he committed suicide in this hotel. Not only that, the politicians there used to use the hotel and go underneath it because they had these little pathways, mm-hmm. and they would use the hotel. But on the other side, a few doors down, there was a brothel, and those brothels that they used, sometimes they would actually they would kill the women, and so there's a lot of spirits walking around in that hotel. Pretty deep, and I was pretty disturbed by it. Yeah, and you can hear the noise because this little girl supposedly fell on the stairs.
Come on,
now, I'm not kidding you. They told me this.
How do you get any rest in a hotel?
Well, stay in that hotel. I did not stay in that hotel. This is the
you checked out.
Oh, I never checked in. This is just where the special was. I would never stay in that hotel. They saw the Driscoll Hotel. Look it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you do believe in the supernatural.
I don't tempt it. You know, someone says something, I'm not going to go, oh, that's baloney. I'm going to go lay in this hotel. I'm going to sleep my door open, and I'm going to just, you know, no.
Order
I'm
not, room service?
Yeah, I'm going to order room service. I'm going to keep my door unlocked. I'm not doing that.
Order the deviled eggs?
Yeah.
Off the menu? Got it? Uh-huh.
Not doing that.
So portraying this now ordained priest in season 3, David Acosta, anything that you've experienced over the first 2 seasons, now having obviously shot season 3, hasn't changed your mind on this sort of thing?
No, I mean, listen, again, these things that we come in contact with,
yes,
it is disturbing. I mean, when someone tells you a story like this, I was also in Winnipeg, this is years ago before I started the show, mm-hmm. same thing, another hotel, haunted, same kind of stories. I do feel like if someone dies in a traumatic way,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you go to buy a house, mm-hmm. they have people to tell you this is what happened in the house before you bought it. And they'll disclose this because they should.
Mm-hmm.
That might change me in my mind. I may not buy the house if something, you know, crazy happened there. You know, there's a triple homicide. No,
right.
Probably not going to buy the house.
What if someone from Fleetwood Mac owned your house before?
That would be interesting. I think I would do the Fleetwood Mac house, you know. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bring that up because that's what I was told, the house that I bought, somebody from Fleetwood Mac.
Someone. They wouldn't tell you who.
Well, they told me who.
Okay. You don't want to disclose.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just, you know, I don't want to give the exact GPS coordinates.
I was going
to
say Star Guide would have it on there.
You
know, so
you know what I mean? But
don't say that.
There has been some love and fun in the house. Yeah. No question about it. Season 3 of Evil premieres on Paramount Plus again Sunday, June 12th. Mike Coulter here on The Rich Eisen Show. So you are a Laker fan.
Yeah.
But have also an affinity for mm-hmm. a team that is actually playing still.
Yes.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
Playing for the trophy.
Yeah.
And again, game 3 is coming up tonight in Boston. You're a Warriors fan as well, correct?
Yeah.
How do we get on the Warriors track here, Mike
Coulter? I'm a basketball purist, and I saw a long time ago, because I'm a Laker fan, I used to watch Kobe play, and I watched the competitive nature in which they would play the Lakers, even when Kobe was still in his prime. I watched Steph, and I watched, you know, the Splash Brothers, right?
Yes.
And I could see it. And I think, you know, even Kobe saw it. The competitive nature of those two guards. Mm-hmm. I just watched them grow. And I love the fact that they were drafted and that it wasn't some, you know, situation where they went and got, you know.
No super team.
No super team.
Right.
I love that. I love the idea that they just grew their own players and created their own culture over there. And they're such a good team because they seem to be able to, you know, rebuild quicker than anyone else and put in pieces that no one thought would fit. And I do think the culture is really good there. So I love watching them play.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I know your show and evil. This is not anything to talk about evil because he's the exact opposite of that. Mm-hmm. But there is something supernatural when Steph Curry shoots the ball.
Well, you know, it is something supernatural. But also there is something that, I mean, you talk about evil. Steph has I think he has an alter ego. I think he's a much, you know, much tougher person than his exterior show.
Well, you have to be.
You have to be.
Of course.
He just seems to always be even keel, but he also seems to have a part of him that he's really angry. He just suppresses it.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks approachable because he is approachable.
Yes.
Looks like a sweetheart because he is a sweetheart. But when it comes time to make sure you do not win, he is the cold-blooded,
baby-faced assassin.
Yeah, what he is.
Yeah.
Especially since a couple times this year. I don't know if he's been doing it prior to years, but you know, when he has the shot and they win, basically to put the other team to sleep.
He does. He puts
his, like, night-night.
I love that.
That has a certain sort of nastiness.
Oh, it's cold.
Exactly.
It is.
But Draymond Green is the true nasty player on that
team.
He does
poke the bear on the other team. He gets into it. I get a little nervous because, you know, obviously a few years ago he got suspended during the finals against LeBron, and I thought that was really unfortunate. I thought it really changed the direction of the series.
Yeah.
I really think it made a difference. And the other night he got, you know, caught, and it was like people were wondering, was he going to get another technical?
Laying feet on top of Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, pulling, like maybe trying to get up by his grabbing his shorts or whatever. And I like he's chippy, but sometimes I wonder if it's going to cost them because, it's a very delicate, you know, thing that you're dealing with because the refs have, you know, personalities too, and some of them may or may not like him based on that. And so I'm always worried that they're going to change the game.
Well, you got a Boston guy over there that thought he should have been ejected.
Oh, yeah. Of course he did.
Yeah, of course.
He's biased.
Well, he kicked him like three times.
He laid his feet on him.
Like, if a grown man rested his feet on you, how would you react?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm gonna
and then tried to pull your pants down.
I'm contrarian. I'm going to go back 30 years ago. I mean, Lambeer and Parrish. Listen, this is chippy. This is chippy. A little pull, a little shorts pull. We're going to suspend him because of that.
This is the game we play now.
No, we got to be a little. Come on, this is the playoffs.
Game we play now.
Larry Bird once threw the ball at Bill Lambeer. Now, Lambeer deserved to have the ball thrown at him because Lambeer took him down.
I mean, Rambis clotheslined a guy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a different game, though, now.
Yeah, and they kept playing. They just kept playing. So, I mean, within context, I think that's not a suspendable, you know, action.
That's Jaylen Brown.
But it was the second act of what he had already done. I mean, come on, let's just adhere to the rules.
You want to win it? Do you want to win it that way?
I want to win.
Oh, so he's one of those. You don't. You want to win it without Draymond.
I want to win it. Well, then you think the Cavs title has an asterisk then, right?
Well, injuries are injuries, but ejections? No, not ejections.
Well, and plus, Jaylen Brown is a local kid, pretty much. He went to Cal.
Yeah.
You know, he went to Cal.
Yeah.
I'm not excusing his behavior in any way, shape, or form. I'm actually trying to back your play here that Jaylen Brown doesn't deserve that sort of thing. But Draymond Green is definitely one of those edgy players that you never know if he's going to be doing the wrong thing or not.
Yeah.
But it's just what an incredible run. It's funny how you say that you liked how they were their own team, growing their own team. And then they did get Durant coming in their direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think this one is just...
It's special.
Well, it has the setup, Mike Coulter, of them to go back to the pre-Durant days and say the guys who did it before Durant are still so good despite advancing ages and despite injuries like Klay Thompson making him not the 100% splash brother that he was before.
Yeah.
That they could still win it now like that. That would be sort of the cherry on top.
It would be special, and it's ironic because I wish Durant didn't leave, but you know, it is a culture that seems to be able to thrive with, you know, and put team above everything else. You know,
my culture here on the Rich Eisen Show again. Paramount Plus is Evil. We can get the season 3 premiere Sunday, June 12th, and the new episodes drop weekly Sundays on Paramount Plus. right here. A couple more minutes left with him here in studio. So are you from L.A.? Is that why you're a Laker fan? Or what? Where are you from originally?
You know, South Carolina, which, you know, we had no basketball team. Grew up without a professional basketball team, mm-hmm. Without a professional football team mm-hmm. when I watched back then. And so you just, you know, the Lakers during the 80s, when I grew up, Lakers and Celtics, that was the game. That was the thing. That was every year. It wasn't a question of, you know, who was going to be there. It's just who was going to win out of those two teams.
Did you see Winning Time? Did you check that out?
I have yet to check it out. It's on my list. I hear it's great.
It is so much fun.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's fun for the people being portrayed in it, as they have said. Uh-huh. But if you're talking about you growing up in South Carolina, not having a team, but flipping on the TV and watching the Lakers and the Celtics go out in the 80s, this is so directly up your alley.
Okay.
1,000%. And it is fun.
I'm going to check it out.
It is well done in a way. So why did you choose Lakers over Celtics?
It just was, you know, I guess, you know, Magic, it was exciting. Magic was exciting.
Yes.
You know, and I can understand, you know, people identifying with Larry Bird and those guys, they had a different, you know, culture in Boston, mm-hmm. you know, sort of a more blue collar, more just grind it out, mm-hmm. not flashy. But, you know, Magic had that smile. He had that charm. He had that charisma. And he just did things on the court that made you just jump up because it was just such a, you know, I mean, Magic, what a name. To have to live up to that name.
Yeah.
You know, Kareem and Worthy and AC Green and Byron Scott. I mean, they just had a great team. And it was fun to watch. And also, as a kid, wanted to be an actor. So, you know, watching what was the team of Hollywood. It was like, you know, you see all those stars. You know, Jack Nicholson was sitting on sidelines for decades, and it just makes you think, oh yeah, one day this is going
to
be fun.
You got to get on the floor.
Yeah,
you're saying.
The floor, yeah.
So you didn't want to be on the floor
basketball-wise.
You wanted to be on the floor actor.
Yes. And I, ironically enough, I have yet to do it. I've always been going to the Knicks games because I'm always filming in New York.
Yes.
So I have yet to actually do the floor thing with the LA Lakers. So it's on the list. I got to get around
to it. This has to be done.
I have to.
Again, you've got to check out this show, Winning Time. It is exactly about the beginning of it and how Jerry Buss wanted to make this a Showtime experience, that he realized that this was a Los Angeles town and you got to plug in it. And there you are as a kid in South Carolina thinking the same damn thing.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
He plugged those worlds in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. So, okay. So you never had any thoughts about playing or anything like that? Or did you try?
You know, here's a good thing and a bad thing. I grew up in this in the country, small town.
Yeah.
And I had a basketball goal.
Yes.
And it basically was in a dirt field. I kid you not. You couldn't dribble a basketball off of dirt. This is where I grew up. So I had next to my house, I had this basketball goal, but I couldn't get any dribble, you know, repetitions in because it was off dirt. So basically, I was pretty good at shooting sometimes, but I never could understand how to dribble because I could only dribble when I went to school, and my mother never let me hang out and play in the gym and go on the blacktops and stuff. I mean, it just, she was very, I wasn't say she's strict, but she wasn't one to sort of let me go about in town and do whatever I wanted to do. So I sort of realized that I wasn't going to be practicing basketball moves. So I kind of just ended up staying inside and watching HBO, dreaming about going to Hollywood.
Yeah. So then who was your idol then growing up?
I had a lot of idols. I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, watch, you know, Walter Payton, because at the time I was a football fan. The Bears was my team.
But acting, then acting.
Acting, right? Oh, well, you know, Denzel Washington. He was primarily the main, you know, guy that I could look to on, you know, back then. But I was a aficionado of a film. I'd watched, you know, De Niro and Pacino all the time. I watched, you know, I just watched all the classics, you know, Gene Hackman. I just was a, you know, Dustin Hoffman, you know, it just all those old films from the 70s in is what I used to grow up watching.
Do you get a lot of Luke Cage when you're walking around?
Back then, never heard. Oh, yeah. You mean now?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I was happy the mask thing came in, the mask mandate, because it's for a person who gets recognized, you can put a mask on and just kind of like take the day off.
Your anonymity?
Yeah. To walk,
right.
Almost complete anonymity. I mean, sometimes they recognize you, but for the most part, yeah.
But I mean, people coming up and talking about Luke Cage, I'm sure has to be some bit of excitement in some certain way, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Or some days. I mean, it's like, I think if someone were talking to you about sports when you're not working, I mean, you try to talk sports all the time anyway, but sometimes you probably want to talk about something else. And I think if you always were asked about the same thing over and over, you probably get like, okay, you know, it's like get a little tired.
No, actually, you know, I don't mind it.
How about this? The same game.
Same game.
Same game.
Interesting.
Same game.
Now, okay.
Yeah. So, not.
So
not
Luke
all
Cage
sports.
Is the same game. Okay, the same game. Yeah, if they get the same game.
Yeah, because we could talk. I mean, because there's a games you could talk about, but. We can't know how many times we talk about.
We could talk about the Good Wife game. We could talk about that.
That's true.
There's a many. You've got a lot of games.
Oh yeah, I love talking about acting and the career and all sort of that. But yeah, but we talk about the same game. I'm like, okay, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no Luke Cage possibility of rebooting, going back, doing
there
that again, or
is
what?
I guess I just don't know how likely it is, and I don't know have anything tangible to offer. People always ask me, "Is it possible?" I'm like, yeah, anything's possible, and they live on rumors, and I go, I mean. You know as much as I know. People read those articles.
Yeah.
That's the exact same amount of information that I have.
But you'd be open to the concept.
Sure. I'd be open to it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had a great time, and I've had a nice break from that much action in terms of, like, physical action, in terms of filming a superhero show. So I'd be up for it again. When I left, I was pretty tired and physically. Like, you know, it's like you play a sport. You, like, need a little off season.
Sure.
So it was fun to take a break, you know?
Yeah. Now you're just doing Supernatural.
Supernatural,
Now you're playing a priest. Mm-hmm. So you got that working for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations again on Evil. Paramount Plus is Evil. Once again, you can catch Season 3 premiering this very Sunday, and then every other Sunday on Paramount Plus, new episodes will drop. Great to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
Anytime, Rich. Anytime.
Thank
please.
You,
Mike Coulter right here, at Real Mike Coulter on Twitter, same on Instagram, right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Fun show, guys. Fun show.
I can't wait for Susie to co-host again so we can get to the bottom of how exactly long did you wait before she hit you with the Heisman, after she hit you with the Heisman. People want to know this now.
You know what? Let's just talk about the end result. We celebrated our 19th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Congratulations, man. It's all that matters.
Okay, we're going on our 20. This is year 20.
Yeah.
We're in year 20 right now.
And like Biggie said, you laid your game down quite flat, and it worked.
Oh, is that what he
said?
He
doesn't know what that means. He doesn't know.
Well, it just basically meant whatever you did 20 years later, you did right.
So. Yeah. Okay. I like to think Sam as well, and I'm sure Biggie would agree.
He would. Baby.
Baby.
So our friend, let's check in. I think we should do this every other day or every 2-3 days. Our friends Taylor Lewan and Will Compton have their podcast, Bussin' with the Boys. They're tweeting out photographs of me every single day until I go on their podcast, which, as you know, very popular, done out of a bus with no motor in it. And it's something that, you know, I have standards. I don't have a problem with their podcast. I mean, I've said the bus needs to have a motor. I said that literally day one with Taylor when he told us about his podcast.
That's right.
So let's take a look at the photographs that have been tweeted. This was this very Monday. That's a screenshot of me from the old SportsCenter commercial where I sent down to the minors. There I am with a young lady who probably has like 3 kids of her own right now. That's how long this is 20 plus years ago, more than that. When I was standing sitting in front of the James K. Polk High School banner, having been demoted to that sportscast. And a young lady looks at me and says, "Do you even go to the school?" So that was Monday. Let's see Tuesday. Getting very personal. This is a photograph, I believe, from, could be, is this on Susie's Instagram or my Instagram? That's me as Mr. Incredible driving the kids to trick-or-treating. And I drove behind the wheel of a car as Mr. Incredible.
It's a good outfit.
Didn't you meet Clayton Kershaw trick-or-treating this
as
year?
That as character. Yes. Yeah. We were driving to his neighborhood, and we went strolling up, and there's Clayton. It's like, as we're strolling up, our friends are like, you know, that's Clayton Kershaw's house. I'm like, really? Okay, I'll just go in there. And there he was with his wife handing out the candy to that's the kids in town. Like, and it's pretty cool. Like the old Brooklyn days of the Dodgers. You went trick-or-treating. Oh, that's Duke Snyder's house. You know, now this one is actually Clayton Kershaw's. And yes, I was Mr. Incredible. That's how I looked when I met Clayton Kershaw that day. And then today they're now just ripping straight off from Getty Images. That's this is like this is a paparazzi.
This is a picture of Rich.
It's a long time ago.
Stepping out of a car. Looking
that's Susie.
Like
that's Susie sitting shotgun.
This on the way fantastic. To Craig's situation.
I don't know.
This is fantastic.
I mean, that is a genuine paparazzi picture right great. There. That is
being snapped coming out of the car.
Yep.
I mean,
well done.
I don't even have those shoes anymore.
Thank God.
Why? Those are very comfortable shoes. They're Italian.
Brock, man.
They're fine Italian shoes. Those are Prada shoes. Just by the way, before you, not everything needs to be bid on some sort of website that's been made by a basketball player or in the name of a basketball player.
Why
for
not?
It to be fashionable to be put on your feet. You should be, you grow up.
Wait a minute. You said those are Pradas?
Yes.
Do you know that there's an actual Mrs. Prada?
I believe it.
I met her. I've been on a boat with her before.
Yeah. Ashton's boat?
Well, it wasn't Ashton's boat, but he was there. Yeah, this was in Spain, and we hung out with Mrs. Prada once.
This guy, man.
I came home with like 10 pair of Prada sunglasses.
I'm telling you.
Remember the other day we were wondering, is it Will posting it? Is it Taylor posting
right,
it? Like,
exactly.
Who's doing the posting? Well, we found out how the sausage gets made.
Ooh.
The man who pulled back the curtain was Taylor Lewan, who put this on his Twitter account, a video in my and our direction. He tweeted at us and me and some fellow who works for them.
This is a video going out to Rich Eisen, Bustin' with the Boys fans, and Jack McPherson. Today on the podcast with me and Will, there was a lot of discussion on when Rich will come on the pod. He has agreed to finally come on the pod. However, it might not be... My dog was literally just throwing up. We're going to move on. Adversity. Rich Eisen has said he will come on the podcast, but he doesn't know when. Guy's got two kids. He's a family man. He's got two TV shows. It's a lot. He's got a lot going on. Jack has committed to putting on a picture every single day of Rich Eisen on the Bustin' with the Boys account until he comes on. If he does, we will buy him a Chevy Silverado. That is a promise. That is a claim. But I need all tier ones, twos, and threes to keep him accountable. Jack, ball's in your court. Rich, take your time, buddy. We'll need it.
Okay, so there's some runway before dare to get on a runway to go east. I have no idea when my next trip to Nashville is going to be. So couple things.
Yep.
First
couple
of all,
three. Yep.
Three kids, Taylor. Three.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
don't short me a child. Yeah. Three kids, two shows. That's true.
Two TV shows.
Yeah, NFL Network. Whatever I do for them, so it's technically. We're nitpicking.
Plus,
he got thrown off by his dog vomiting in the middle of his soliloquy. Adversity.
Literally stopped him. He was just stopped.
It sounded like a sneeze, and he said adversity.
And by the way, like the first time I watched it, I thought he was going to buy Rich a Silverado for coming on. So I had to like rewatch it and go, oh, he made a dude running the
other guy. So,
wait, I thought he's buying you a Silverado.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like, but I'm pretty sure he's talking about the dude who's doing
Jack
the posting.
McPherson is the
They're
one
gonna
who
buy
gets
Jack
the,
a Silverado.
I don't need a Silverado. I'll take him off the hook if that's actually what he meant. I didn't take it to mean. I took him to mean that he's talking about this fellow who's posting.
I thought.
So it took me a while.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was you, Rich.
If you typed in a Google image of me, a search.
Oh, here we go.
What's the number that comes up of photographs?
Hang on.
Because again, you could see screen grabs from when they show us a screen grab from a SportsCenter commercial from like the early aughts. What is it?
It's limitless. I'm looking right now.
All right, so it shouldn't be too tough.
Well, produces 8 million.
So. It's nuts.
I'm on DuckDuckGoose, and it doesn't have it listed.
He should be doing this. He should be getting this Chevy Silverado standing on his head.
I should send him
that he could use. Go, I was just joking.
I'm sorry, Rich. I'm gonna,
I mean, I don't think Jack needs your help, Mike.
I mean, I got one that they could use. It's actually great.
That's true. We probably have pictures that they can't
actually
find.
We've helped produce this segment, have we not? Because you even mentioned a few on the air, and they magically appeared. So which one is it? We'll see if they're paying attention.
I have
Which one do you got?
It's one with you at, it looks like a book signing with you and Susie.
Okay. Oh, it's my, probably my, is Susie wearing this incredibly ravishing red dress?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was the book party.
Yes.
You're in Los Angeles, California.
That's it. That's it.
Book party. Yes. It was the the NFL Total Access book party debut.
Oh, it's limitless.
I mean, look, I mean, just go with the one of you and the cast of Curb from like 2012.
We could do that one as well. I mean, there's many different
ones. Oh, and the late Bob Einstein's in the photo.
No, I've been in the public eye for some time, gents.
Congratulations, Rich.
Oh,
there's another great one.
There's you and Stephen A.
Okay. There's many different ways. Lucky. So look, I don't know how tough this thing is going to be for Jack.
If we were doing this.
But maybe I should hold out a long time just to see how long Jack can keep on coming up with new ones. He's going to slip up. He needs to archive some of this stuff.
It's a rough two-shot of you and Henry Cavill, not going to lie.
Every two-shot with Henry is tough. Even Tom Cruise had a tough two-shot with him.
There's you in ball caps with John Elway.
Uh-oh.
Where the hell was that from?
I have no idea.
Rich, there's another good one of you on the set.
I don't even know where that would be. What?
Of the video with Katy Perry.
Okay.
I got some good ones. If I were doing this, I already have
Mike, you're 10. Looking at the same Google search that I have.
I know, but I'm saying we got good ones. A lot of good ones.
Mike's got an exclusive Google search.
I got good ones.
You don't know if I put in Rich Eisen.
Well, again, just the point is it looks like I'm taking my time, which is good because I've got three kids and two jobs. At the moment. And then the NFL season's coming around. So there's that. Anything else going on outside of our world? Outside of this studio?
You know, just dust ups here and there, Rich. Not a huge deal.
Just a couple of dust ups.
It happened to be
standing in the way of democracy taking
we'll
place.
We'll get through them. I'm trying to look for you in the bomber jacket from
Anything from The Great Escape.
That's what I'm trying to look for.
I mean, I was in a missile silo. Yeah. I was at the Boneyard. The Boneyard is an incredible place. Alcatraz.
Ooh, there's you trying to put on a Ohio State jersey. That's not good.
That would be an affront.
Oh, I got that.
Okay, I have no problem with Mr. Incredible. Just like me in my spare time on a Halloween, dressing up with the kids. Did it for the kids.
Yeah, like Daryl said on Coming to America, you know me, anything for the kids.
Kissing the Lombardi, that's a good one. I think that's worth it. Oh, there's you.
There's a good Kissing Lombardi
one.
Who
is this? This is you, Mike.
Well, it's me with this one with me in the lawn, I'm sure.
Tony Gonzalez and Aaron Andrews. I don't know what that's from.
Golic, Aaron, that reeks of a Wheels Up affair.
You know what? I think you're right.
The Alcatraz one's perfect, too.
Thank you. Well, because I'm being particularly mysterious.
That was great.
As the host of The Great Escape, I was
there's
mysterious.
Another Great Escape like you holding money.
If there's one word I admit this completely, that should never be associated with me is mysterious. Tough to pull that one off for me. Bomber jacket, doesn't matter if you're in an iconic place like Alcatraz, The Rock. It's just tough for me to pull off mystery.
Always has been.
You always know where I'm coming from. I always walk through the front door on you. You know?
There's so many photos.
Not great.
I'm still scrolling.
I mean, he's got a lot, Rich.
Tomorrow's program. Who's on tomorrow's program? Oh, Aaron Jones is on tomorrow's program. We'll ask him about his quarterback being completely under pressure. I mean, I'm sure Rodgers can't even focus based on how much pressure he's feeling.
Well, we've determined so through you that he doesn't care.
Oh, you know who's going to talk about game three? First up, Rex Chapman.
Hey,
King Rex.
Ooh, Rex.
Rex Chapman.
Hey.
Rex had a terrific tweet about how what Clay Thompson's pulling off, just even being out there and looking the way that he does is remarkable. So game three tonight, we will discuss it at length with you and Rex Chapman tomorrow. And be there on Thursday. That wraps it up for this Wednesday edition of The Rich Eisen Show.